Hi, beautiful people.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to She Speaks Sacred.
Where her voice becomes a sacred right.
She speaks, we listen, spirit moves. Yay! I'm Wamboi Mukunda.
And I am Zanele.
And today we are so excited to introduce guys to this podcast.
Wow.
It's been a long way.
It's been years. Finally.
of planning.
Yeah.
But we thank our ancestors and God for making, aligning and making everything work out.
And the universe is finally listening.
Yes. So today we are doing an introduction video where you get to know us more, understand us better. Yes.
Yeah.
So let's do this. We'll do this with a few questions here and there.
Just to guide us through.
Yes. So I have one here. One question is, what do you hope listeners feel when they hear your voice?
I'm just hoping that they will have this platform will serve as something that will enable their voices to be a bit higher, because at some point you feel like, as a woman, when you speak they don't listen, and for this podcast we will speak and you will listen and spirit moves will be taken. So that is what I'm hoping, honestly, for our viewers, not just women, not just sisterhood, even the guys that are watching us, so that they can learn that when a woman speaks, or when, you know, beautiful queens like us speak, listen and let them do their spiritual moves.
Same case to me. And also I hope that they feel that through us they're able to also hear the ancestors' voice, guiding them through life, through the different topics that they're going to be discussing. Basically that.
Self-reflect, honestly, on where you are on your spiritual journey.
Yes.
Where you are as a person, even on your career, whatever you want to do and achieve in life.
True.
Where you can grade yourself and evaluate the decisions that you make about life.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So how do you keep it under... How do you keep each other grounded or spiritually aligned? That one is a bit spiritual.
Yeah, it's deep. I think we'll do a topic on that to be able to understand. Because there are different things that we do that to make sure that we are grounded. And our spirits are always fulfilled. So we'll do a whole topic on that.
And I think, just to serve as a background, we are spiritual beings, right? For me, when people ask me, what is your religion? Because, you know, people like to evaluate you depending on your kind of religion, your church. When they ask you, what is your church? Which church do you go to? What is your religion? And they expect to get a straight answer from you. For me, it becomes more of, what do you mean you are spiritual? I understand that I'm a spiritual being. And self-alignment when you're spiritual is, it's part of your lifestyle.
It's so
and
true.
What you're saying, we need to do a whole separate video. I think it's gonna be very much fulfillment for you know, to serve the purpose on understanding spirituality.
It's true, true.
Yeah.
What word can you describe your energy right now?
High.
One word.
Just higher. I'm at my highest vibration, because at some point I was praying for this and thinking, maybe it will never happen. Maybe I should just forget. But when God and the universe and our ancestors aligned, I feel so much at peace. With a high vibration.
True,
where are you right now?
For me, I feel like it's time for me to, one word, elevate. So it's time for me to move to the next level in my life.
And just remembering the decision that you have just
made. So it's time for me to elevate to the next level and to take care of me and to look out for me. So I'm saying,
sometimes it becomes a burden and heavy and scary, but as long as you have the energy and the attitude towards your goal, I think you'll be fine.
Yes.
All right, you want to read the next one?
What color, also on the same, what color describes your energy at the moment?
Pink.
Oh.
It's very feminine.
Yes.
It's very
soft.
I don't know about soft, but it is very much feminine. I feel like I'm at a place where I understand myself as a woman, what I want for myself, and what I want as a woman for my family, because, you know, we have responsibilities as women, as mothers. It's not just, life is not about you. And I know you understand, just because of the decision you've made. You have evaluated your life as a woman and your life with the role that you have as a mother and as a wife. So that's where I am right now. It's very much feminine. I'm trying to understand some masculinity part of it.
Trying how to balance.
Both.
I think the same with me. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning more on the feminine side of it, mm-hmm. Just coming from the hustle culture of this world. So I'm just excited to just be in my feminine mm-hmm. energy and knowing where to apply my feminine and also my masculine. Yes.
Good to balance.
Yeah, it's the same, same. Mm-hmm. And also green because of money. So
hey!
We are about to
make
some money around here. Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Maybe this one mm-hmm. is a bit, I think we've already answered.
Yeah.
Because it's a question about when did your spiritual journey begin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say there was not like a specific thing that happened. Mm-hmm. But the moment I started practicing my own way of being in God's presence, mm-hmm. Worshiping God in my own different way, that I feel like I'm more connected to God, mm-hmm. where I am no longer conforming to what the world is all about, that I should practice religion in this way and this way. Mm-hmm. So it's been a journey, I would say, for the last few years, mm-hmm. maybe 2 or 3, mm-hmm. that's when I've just been getting to understand myself better, getting to understand my God, mm-hmm. my ancestors. Yeah. So, yeah. That's
what would you say maybe pricked the place where you are right now? What was the turning point in your life where you realized, maybe I should be looking at life in a more spiritual way? Instead
yeah.
of being guided by some religious beliefs.
Okay. Funny story is, mm-hmm. The moment I started, I went to a church, mm-hmm. The church I was going to, and I wanted them to sign a form for me to be able to get employment. And you know what they told me? I had to be a registered member.
Yes.
So from there, I started questioning the religion and spirituality.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of a trigger for me. And over the years, mm-hmm. just looking at how the region is being done at the moment, mm-hmm. some things for me I don't feel comfortable with doing. Yes, yeah. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think I would say that sort of did that for me. And for you?
I think for me, it's mm-hmm. something that I've grown into. Being born in a country, I'm from Eswatini, mm-hmm. being born in a country where culture is, it plays a vital role of everything that we do in our lives.
Yeah.
Whether it's the food we eat, what we speak, how we dress up, even our family setup.
Mm-hmm.
I am born of a pastor, a bishop of that matter. Well,
yeah.
both are deceased, but mm-hmm. coming from a very religious background, Christian background, and a country that still has strong roots in
yeah.
culture,
mm-hmm.
it is very difficult to lose any of the two.
Yeah.
So for me, we grew up knowing that our culture is a very important part of us, even
mm-hmm.
if we are Christians, even if we are what.
Yeah.
When it comes to cultural
mm-hmm.
beliefs and
mm-hmm.
traditions,
yeah.
we will perform some things and we question, is this the bishop?
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that we grew into, and I think that really played a significant role for me, because I got now to balance, to understand what really religion is and how
yeah.
it is very, I don't want to say useless, how useless it is for us as the African
mm-hmm.
people,
yes.
because there's some things that mm. you are questioning, and I thank God for my parents for taking me to church.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you will
True.
Think this is, what do you mean, and you're in the spiritual aspect of life.
Yeah.
I thank God because I can compare and contrast.
Yes.
What did the Bible mean when they said this?
Mm.
What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Moses trying to achieve in the Bible.
Yeah.
And in real sense, when you are a human being, you question some things and say, nah, this can't be true. This is just
mm-hmm.
a story written by somebody sitting somewhere
yeah.
and thinking, how can I control these people? So for me, having both backgrounds really played a vital role, because when I just ditched this one, it didn't feel foreign for me to continue with my roots, because I've always been rooted in my traditions and in my culture. And COVID was the turning point. That's
mm-hmm.
when I was like,
oh,
drop this shit. And I now took over my culture and understood
mm-hmm.
myself as a spiritual
yeah.
being, because stopping to go to church, you know, that silence, that peace of understanding yourself as
mm-hmm.
a spiritual being without a pastor shouting in your ear, receive, tell God you want this, and understanding that I can talk to God directly without a pastor
yeah.
having to be paid, you know, for
mm-hmm.
me to get something
from
or to
there.
Achieve,
like
yeah. what you're saying.
Imagine.
You will ask for some, just a signature,
imagine.
You know, and they're telling you have to pay. It's like
you
have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Being a church member, there's, I don't know, fees for what,
mm-hmm.
there's sadaka, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of things that come with
it's a whole business.
It's a business. So understanding
mm-hmm.
that I myself am a spiritual and powerful being, really played a vital role. And COVID, I think COVID, yeah. Maybe the white men didn't know what he was doing with COVID, it really saved a lot of us from a lot of messes in this life.
I love the fact that you've mentioned your culture. I think we need to explain to people where we both come from. Because from me, I'm Kenyan, Kikuyu, from the Kikuyu tribe. And for us, right now it's when we are going to look for returning to our culture. We grew up mostly on religion. I actually used to be a Sunday school teacher at some point.
All pastor.
Imagine. I would be a bishop right now. So, in our Kikuyu culture, it was mostly on the religion based. But right now, as grown-ups, that's when now we are starting to look more deeper into our culture, trying to understand our ancestors, where we come from and all that.
That's wonderful. Maybe we can just talk about, as we conclude, we can just try to understand the benefits that we have gained as women, especially because we are two women, trying to understand ourselves, now being guided by our culture, by our traditions, our roots, and our spirituality. What do you feel has been the impact of you understanding yourself in the cultural and spiritual aspect of life, or way, and how do you think this has really changed you as a woman and your role in this beautiful universe that God has given us?
So first of all, I would say freedom, because the fact that I can worship my God whenever I feel like, I don't have to follow a specific structure on how to do that. That has really played a very big difference for me, that I don't feel like I'm being forced to do something. I do it out of my own will, and all that. So I think I would say freedom. And the fact that I'm able to connect with older women that guide me on how they used to live in the Kikuyu culture and how they used to practice their things, I would say that has impacted also on my freedom as a woman, and me falling back to my feminine energy in how I take care of myself, how I take care of my family, how I take care of everything around me, even nature itself.
Yeah, for me, I think I would say freedom, also peace. This life has given me so much peace. When you go to church after every sermon, the one thing that you take away from that sermon is the fear of hell. That is almost every message that is trying to be preached by a pastor. You must be fearful. And for you not to be fearful, maybe give the pastor something. Maybe try to please the pastor. Do you know, life is so spiritual that whatever you do in your hidden door is what matters. It is what will eventually determine your direction in life. And people don't understand that even if you are to give billions to a church, it will not serve any purpose in your life. But if you were to help one needy person out here, and that is how our spirituality guides us, I'm telling you, the amount that you will sow from that, just that one child smiling and saying God bless you, or just not even altering a word, just being happy that auntie gave me something, that is a blessing for you for the rest of your life. Nobody can take it away from you. So for me, it came with a lot of peace, a lot of self-understanding, and a lot of self-respect, respecting myself as a woman. There are some things that we were told are demonic. You know, you are unclean at this point in life. And understanding myself as a powerful woman, especially when it's my monthly, understanding how I can use that to my benefit, it only came because I became a spiritual being and I understood myself deeper as a woman. I think that is where I would love to close it. What do you have any other words?
Nothing to add on to that. It's just that we are living free life. Freedom is, as you can see from our background.
Look at this.
Yeah.
And so it's a matter of manifesting. That is why you
imagine.
Manifested.
I manifested for this place, and God and our ancestors aligned everything for us to be here. I'm so grateful. We're done with our first episode, finally.
I hope you've gotten to understand us. As we move along now, you know why we discuss issues in a certain way, or how our views are, why our views are based in a certain way. All right, let us know what you think about this in the comment section. We'd love to hear from you. Where are you in your spiritual journey? What do you want to achieve, you know, in your career, in your life? What is it that you feel is holding you back? And let's just have a conversation about spirituality and life of a woman.
Looking forward to engaging with you more and more. Leave a comment, leave a like, follow, subscribe. Yes, and let's walk this spiritual journey together.
We'll see you in the next one.
Bye bye.